I want to talk to you a little bit about two laws, the law of sin and death and the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Many of us, even though we're born again, are not converted or turned sufficiently, that we aren't still living under the law of sin and death. Our spirit, soul and body have not been brought under the benevolent dictatorship of the Holy Spirit for whatever reason. Our surrender has been incomplete, our obedience the same. The enemy's happy with this because he's got you in a state of being half converted. But there is a place for you to come into, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is the place where you will find health and healing, love, joy and peace, and you will be fully converted, fully turned into the purposes of God. Your body will increase in health and strength, because your spirit and your soul are in alignment with the Lord. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the place to be, and that is the place to stay, under the shadow of the Almighty. All the provision you need is there. But if you should stray away from out from under that shadow, then out there is death and destruction. The law of sin and death operates. It's quite a hard lesson for us sometimes to learn that we are only half converted Christians. Can I suggest that you might like to get before the Lord this morning and say, Father, am I only half converted? Am I not fully committed, submitted to you? Am I not in the place that you would want me to be, where I can stand under the spout of blessing that you want to pour out on me? Where I can see my health day by day improving? I can see the Christ in me growing day by day as I make the choices to take his route rather than my own. It's just something for you to think about, beloved. There used to be what was called the deeper life, and it wasn't for half-converted Christians. It was for those who had realised there was nothing but him that was worth anything or of any value to us at all for eternity. God bless you as you think a little deeply maybe about these things.